From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A fresh look today at the financial health of Social Security and Medicare. The system's trustees issued their annual reports, their findings, a slight improvement in the Medicare Trust Fund, and a slight deterioration in Social Security's finances. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Based on projections done by Social Security actuaries, the trustees say the retirement system's trust fund will become insolvent 1 year earlier than previously thought, in 2041 instead of 2042. After that, payroll tax revenue flowing into the system will pay a little more than 70% of promised benefits. At a news conference at which the report was released, Treasury Secretary John Snow, one of the trustees, said clearly Social Security needs to be fixed.
The report underscores the need for legislative action, and legislative action soon, to address the huge unfunded obligations represented by the Social Security trust funds.
Over the next 75 years, according to the trustees, the gap between benefits and Social Security's resources will be $4 trillion. That's up from $3.7 trillion over last year's projections. The number is significantly higher because the new 75-year projection adds another 2 years when the trust fund will be depleted. Secretary Snow also emphasized another controversial figure to describe the problem.
The unfunded obligation, looking out over the long time horizon, on a permanent basis, is $11.1 trillion. Now, that's about the size of the GDP of the United States.
That $11 trillion estimate, though, projects the problem into the infinite future. It includes assumptions that life expectancy will rise to 150 years and the retirement age will remain at 67 years. The American Academy of Actuaries has written to the trustees, urging them to quit using the number because it's likely to mislead the American public. Democrats in Congress took issue with the trustees' interpretations. Senator Max Baucus of Montana said the Social Security system is not in crisis, but the Medicare system is, and he called on the administration to tackle that problem. In a joint telephone briefing with Baucus, Brookings Institution Social Security expert Peter Orszag said over the next 75 years, Medicare is a much bigger problem.
Medicare's total costs increased by more than five times as much as Social Security costs, suggesting that the major fiscal challenge facing the federal government over the very long term has to do with our health care programs, and it really doesn't have to do with Social Security.
The trustees' report actually extended the Medicare Trust Fund's solvency by 1 year to 2020. But another trustee, Mike Leavitt, Secretary of Health and Human Services, acknowledged the program needs attention.
We are going to have to deal with the realities of Medicare in the same way we're now dealing with the realities of Social Security.
So far, however, the Bush administration has not put forward a plan to restore solvency to either the Social Security or Medicare trust funds. The president's proposal for private Social Security accounts would do nothing to improve the solvency of the retirement system. President Bush has urged Congress to go first in providing a plan to fix Social Security financially. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.